Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Dickie Barrett is joining us right now, and we'll find out whether or not Ernie was a good swimmer or not. Hey, Dickie.
Dickie Betts is dead.
I know. I'm bringing him back. I'm bringing him back for Christmas.
What a jinx, huh, kid?
Yeah, it's a jinx.
What a jinx. You don't have one of the Allman Brothers on your show.
Listen, we'll take anybody at this point.
Yeah.
Ernie, wait a minute.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Thanks for calling in.
Who's on the fire department these days?
Well, we got
Ernie,
Jimmy.
I don't know if Ernie knows. Ernie, do you know anybody on the fire department?
On the fire department, they were just here. Phil retired, so I don't know the new fire chief. I know the new
chief. What?
Chief Maurice.
You know, I left you in charge there. You're supposed to know everybody in Norwood.
That's true. Being the second most famous guy from Norwood.
Dickie, how was?
Fair to say. What about Richie Havner?
Yeah. No, I haven't seen him in this town in a while.
Baseball great Richie from the Pittsburgh 1970s Pits. We are family Pittsburgh Pirates.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
No,
Sister Sledge. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. And I would argue that Ernie is probably more famous than I am.
How was Ernie on the swim team? How was he as a swimmer?
Well, Ernie is just a couple of years older than me, and I was not very good at very much. They gave me a bathing suit and let me hang around because I was fearless, and I was good for spirit. But Ernie wasn't even the best swimmer in his family. They were better swimming box. Ernie
we come from a long line of good swimmers. As a matter of fact, Greg,
like
you saw me swim.
When they go to Martha's Vineyard, they actually swim.
I did see Ernie swim. Ernie had a race.
We had a race.
Who was that against?
Girls versus boys.
Yeah. Who was that?
After the
Miss Bikini pageant. Yes.
Yes. And I thought that we would kill the girls.
Yes.
And they beat us because our guy swimmers were weak.
Well, because they were weak.
They were weak.
Because they were weak. Dickie.
How was everything?
Everything's great.
Everybody's excited about the throwdown, the 21st annual throwdown, Mighty Mighty Boston
throwdown at the House of Blues. Thank you for peddling that, and I just want to say thank you for all the good things that you do. And I think that's lost and that's missed, whether it's this toy drive or your music drives or other things that you're involved in. You're a true humanitarian, and I'm proud to be a fellow Norwoodite. And a friend of
yours. Yes,
thank you, Dickie. Thank you very much.
That's the God's honest truth.
Hey, Dickie, what is what's?
If we hang up, I'll get back to busting your balls like I do by text message. But
Dickie, what's your favorite? What's your favorite Christmas song?
Radio station WAAF.
No. Dickie, thank you. Dickie, you're good. What is your favorite Christmas song? Rock and roll wise, version wise.
I think it's probably you got to go with 2,000 Miles or maybe the Pogues. There's the story of New York, Fairy Tale of New York. Is it was Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk tank. If a song starts like that, then it's hard to argue its greatness.
I forgot about 2,000 Miles, though.
Yeah, Pretenders.
That's
a tremendous song. We actually covered it a few years back.
Nice.
Didn't you guys cover the Dogmatics? It Sure Don't Feel Like Christmas.
Oh, that's a good one too. Yes, we did. That was the first Christmas song we did.
Yeah.
Then we wrote one called This Time of Year, and then we have a tendency to mess up a few every year, and that's it. But I would go for rock and roll. I'd go 2,000 Miles probably.
Wow. Nice.
Oh, I know a great one. These kids from from out by the Worcester area called Color Killers. And when I say kids, they're like 9-year-old
Yes,
punk rock
we had
kids.
Them. They played live on the show.
They're tremendous, right?
Yeah, they're awesome.
Yeah, they're,
they're from like the Marlboro area.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they just recorded a song called Nothing for Christmas, which is an old like 50s song. And they revved it up like they do with the, it sounds like the Ramones, Meet the Toy Dolls. And there's a cameo special guest appearance by an older punk rocker on it. And I'll get you a copy of that as soon as possible.
That's awesome. Who's on it?
Who's on it? Yours truly.
Wait a minute. We have to know what color, because we had them in the studio playing live a few months ago, and so we have to know. Did you go red and green for the season with the hair, or did you?
we trimmed our hair in honor of Color Killers.
Yeah,
nice. You know they've been playing Clueless a lot lately on cable. You guys were great.
I think it's some sort of an anniversary or something.
Yeah, you were great on Clueless.
Well, Danielle would know about that. Is there an anniversary or something for
probably.
Clueless?
Probably. Hold on.
Hello, Danielle.
Hi, Dickie. How are you, bud? I haven't seen you in a hot minute.
Are you having fun there?
I'm always having fun here.
Isn't Ernie a great host?
The best. The best of hosts.
No, I'm not kidding. He laughs, but I'm not kidding.
All right.
Yeah,
are there...
Clueless is like 25 years old and... You know, it's strange because I'm like 30. I'm like 30 if you have no brain at all.
Are there still tickets available Throwdown-wise? Do you know?
Very limited tickets. And thank you for being involved, Ernie. We're actually, our charity this year is Ernie Bach's Charity Music Drive.
Thank you. And thank you, Dickie. We really appreciate that.
Thank you for all the years that you've been so generous to whatever it is, whatever we're raising money for. Ernie's always steps up. We're starting to sound like a couple of small team Norwood guys.
Yeah, but, Where's the one final question from me, Dickie? Where is the best breakfast to be had here in Norwood?
Is the Town Diner still going?
Town Square
that?
Diner. Yes, it is. Town Square Diner.
Town Square Diner, right next to the movie theater. That's the place we used to go. And it was great because it didn't matter how drunk you were, they would still serve you.
Well, what diner doesn't? That's
I love
a, yeah.
it. All right. That's why they're called diners.
How about a round of applause for Dickie Barrett? Thanks, Dickie.
Thank you, Dickie.
Hey, Ernie. Hey, everybody at AF. Lots of love to Norwood. Take care. Keep up the good work, everybody.
All right. Merry Christmas. All right. There's Dickie Barrett.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.